Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research. The Sunday Roast presents 12 stocks for the 12 days of Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Hello and welcome to the 12 stocks for the 12 days of Christmas. I'm Adam Wilson. I'm delighted that Ben's Creek has been chosen as one of the Roast's top 12 stocks for 2023. Welcome, everybody.
Thanks, Adam. Welcome as well. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, guys. Nice.
I believe you're stuck somewhere. You're stuck somewhere on around the back roads of the UK, trying to find your way to the airport right now.
Yes, very much so. The snow has hampered me, and we are doing our best, driving all the way across country. Both the M11 and the M25 are closed, so hopefully I get there and can get home for Christmas.
Good luck with that one.
Thank you.
It's already been 1 year since we last had you on the Christmas 12 stocks podcast. So congratulations for making the list again. Do you want to recap on what you have achieved, or the company has achieved, in 2022, and what investors can expect to see in 2023, please?
Well, that's like a Christmas gift of a question. When we came on last year, we had just started the project. So all of the remediation work that we offered this time last year has been all but completed. We completed the railway line. We've completed the wash plant and upgraded the wash plant. We're on sort of phase three now, having completed phase one, phase two. So the wash plant now fully remediated and actually better than before. We're now more than able to do the 70,000 tons a month that we're looking for going forward. We have applied for and got our permit. We've moved away from a contractor earth moving fleet. We bought our own fleet, which is now approaching $25 million of value. And we're now ready to really move forward. We've beaten our target, which was set at list of 40,000 tons a month, which we did last month. And that target was set for 2025. So having beaten it in 2022, we're now full 3 years ahead of target. We've able to set a new target, which we've pretty much done on your show, for sort of 70 to 80,000 tons a month. The wash plant is able to process that. We need a second highwall miner to come on board the new permit. So we'll be mining in two separate locations, which is why we needed our own fleet. The contractor who we used before to get the 40,000 was unable to offer us enough equipment to operate on two separate sites on the same huge permit. We also have acquired significant land during the period. So we've achieved a lot in a calendar year. This project was a sort of startup, ex-bankrupt coal mine. Now it's a fully producing mine that will have shifted something in the region this calendar year of just under 200,000 tons. A significant amount of coal from zero.
It's been a story. Story of two halves, really. 2022 came in last Christmas with lots of optimism about potential for Ben's Creek, and the share price rocketed. Actually, you were one of the, if not the best performing stock of 2022. So, where do you see the value being added now over the next year, considering that actually we are from a share price point of view, a lower position than we were this time last year?
Well, again, it's difficult for me to comment on individual share prices. You've got the market, Ukrainian war, Russian dumping, large sellers, which aren't always linked to the company. But the company went into last year hoping to produce monthly 40,000 tons. We've done that, RNS to prove that. Now in a position where we want to produce double that tonnage You know, that is where the company gets into a steady state of production and then moves on to paying dividends. So, you know, it's not really, you know, where it goes. It's very difficult when your share price touches £1 and pound eight for you as the company to be suggesting it's overpriced, you know. So that's not really my job. Our job really is just to keep producing as we lay out, hit our targets, produce the coal, and then, you know, all set fair with a decent met coal price. You know, the company will produce significant profit, which it pays out eventually in dividend. And then the share should revalue as a dividend yield play.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, the dividend yield, you're assuming you're going to be paying quarterly dividends, half yearly dividends. What is the probably, hope when those profits come in?
Yeah, probably half yearly. Kevin, there's a little bit of convertible loan notes. We're going to have to deal with those, whether they want to convert or repay. And the bulk of that dividend will be at the end of the year, not the beginning of it. But even so, you know, were we to get anywhere close to the target, this thing's going to yield a very large percentage at the current share price.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Even an annual dividend of 5p is going to yield somebody 20% at this share price.
Correct, so, correct. And I think we can probably do a little better than that, but you know, even so. And then we want a progressive dividend policy, so it won't stay there. You know, provided the met coal price stays where it is, I would look to increase the dividend, you know, year on year. For me, as a sort of second largest shareholder, you know, it's an essential way for me to draw value from the business. So my interest and other shareholder interests are aligned.
Yeah, so this time next year, the beers are on you then for the dividend?
Thank you, Rodney. Yes, let's hope so.
As long as it's not Trigger's Brew.
That's wild, you never know.
No, I mean, all I see with Ben's Creek now here is that if you missed it the first time around, you effectively had taken on quite a lot of risk the first time around, because ultimately all of these things still had to be completed and achieved. Now, as you said, 90 to 95% of those things are completed. We're waiting for the next high wall miner, which is going to be coming in the first quarter. And then production is going to be ramped up. And then, as I think a lot of times you said during 2022, is that this is then a play on the infrastructure budget and metallurgical coal price and effectively the world recovering, which it's going to have to do.
I think as well to that, you know, you will see increased defence spending. Great day for you to have me on. I think the lead story in the Financial Times is the government opening up new power stations as coal-fired ones.
And the coking coal project up in Whitehaven.
The coking, exactly. You beat me to it there, Phil. You know, starting coking coal. So I think the world is coming to realise that even for greener energy, you need to beat it out of steel. If you're going to have electric cars and all these other types of green energy, you know, eventually somewhere the electricity has to be produced. And, you know, natural gas, fuel, coal, they all are burnt for their for the carbon element, for the hydrocarbon, you know. So that's how the energy is produced. And it's all very well making steel out of hydrogen and windmills and solar panels. But these things are all made out of steel. Electric vehicles run on stronger, lighter steel. And how you typically make stronger and lighter steel, it's more carbon and less iron ore.
Yeah. No, agreed. I mean, we talked about exactly that this week, didn't we, on the Rose, Kev, that people, you get all these green lobbyists saying, oh, no, you can't open up a coking coal mine. But actually, when you realise, if you understand that for the greenification of the world and all the infrastructure to build these wind turbines and everything else, EV, then you need it. It's an absolute necessity.
And not only that, I mean, you know, the batteries and the inside of these electric vehicles, you know, there's a lot of minerals go in there, copper, graphite, you know, all of the graphite's carbon, purer carbon than met coal. You need carbon to make steel. So, you know, it's a slightly, you know, and talk about using hydrogen to make steel, which is less than 1% production at the moment. That takes four times as much energy. So, again, you're burning energy to make, you know, to power these cars. And, you know, America, 40% of their energy is burning coal. And when you switch off natural gas, which again is a hydrocarbon, coal, it looks like it'll have to take its place.
Yeah. Well, I think recapping, you know, what you've achieved this year has been remarkable, really. As you say, you've taken effectively a mothball site, you've put it into production. You've had, I think, something in the region of 11 trains leaving site with the wash coal, and you've also overcome many challenges in especially the flooding side of things, and things have continued. So well done on that. I think it's to be applauded, despite the fact that at times, obviously, the share price doesn't necessarily reflect the progress. But and we wish you all the best in 2023 and having you back on the podcast, Adam.
Well, it's I look forward to meeting you back at the site again in May. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I wish you and all your readers a very Merry Christmas.
One last question, Adam. I think Kev's got for you regarding something on a Christmas theme.
So, Adam, what's the best Christmas present or gift you've ever had?
Oh, that's a tough one there. Best Christmas present. Oh, tough one. Probably my wife occasionally gets me trips on the murder mystery train, where you sit on a train eating and drinking to your heart's content, and they play out a murder mystery in the train car. And I actually quite enjoy that. So, yeah, but I had one for Thanksgiving, so I probably won't be getting one this Christmas. What about you guys?
I think it's got to be, as a kid, isn't it, one of the bikes, something like that, the Christmas bikes or a present, like, you know, the computer, like the PlayStation or something like Commodore 64, going back, probably a lot longer than a lot of listeners remember, things like Spectrum 48.
I think you're still stuck on that, aren't you, Phil? I hear rumours that shiny metal car things are still turning up outside your drive.
Let's not talk about that, but good. Yeah. All the best, Adam, and have a safe flight home, and we'll catch up with you in the new year.
Thank you very much. Bye, guys.
Adam Wilson, CEO of Ben's Creek. Thanks a lot for your time.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.